It is 99.3 Nigeria FM, and this is the Soul Therapist segment on the chart station. I go by the name of Dad Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Yes, I feel good now. Much better. Right. Okay, I am not alone in the studio. At this point, trust me, I really don't want to be alone. And good old friend Dennis is here.
Of course.
Together, we'll be with you until 2 o'clock. Good morning, Mr. Dennis. How are you?
Good morning, Ada. You can't be alone. Trust me. I will always be with you. In
are you
season
sure
and
about
out of
that?
Season.
You're very sure about that, yeah?
In the raining season, in the hot weather, I'll always
what are
be
you
with
saying?
You. Even though you're hungry, you're not hungry, I'll always be with you.
Okay.
Even though you're happy,
cool
you're not happy, I'll always be with
cool
you.
Cool stuff. Cool stuff.
Good morning to you. Listen to me right now. And see, tonight, just sit down, cross leg. Listen to us.
Right. Okay. And while we're talking about the day's topic, if you were Path of Life and Dangerous and you want to make your contribution to favor, feel free to call in, and you can also write on WhatsApp. I will send you the Free the Sheeple Ministries account so you can make your donations to the poor girl. Remember, her dad is no longer taking care of her as she has not been going home to let him sleep with her. What the world. Okay, welcome to the show. Now let's talk about matters of the heart. All right. Tonight I want us to talk about apologies, like I earlier mentioned, and we'll be talking about Aduke Obasanjo, the wife of former President Olusegun Obasanjo, what she said at an event. But before that, feel free to call the studio line and share with us whatever it is that is bothering you. We'll take the calls and then we'll talk to you about it. Yes, so let's discuss this. Aduke Obasanjo, the wife of former President Olusegun Obasanjo, has told women not to expect their husbands to apologize to them. It is reported that she said this last week, Sunday, at an event in Ketu, Lagos State. Mrs. Obasanjo, who represented her husband at the occasion, reportedly advised women on how to keep their homes and cautioned them against involving third parties in their marriages. She also urged women not to disrespect their husbands, especially those women paying bills in the family, adding that they are only lucky to be blessed by God. She said, "Women who show that the responsibilities of their husbands are only lucky to be blessed by God. It's never enough for them to disrespect their husbands. Instead of expecting a man to say sorry, women should learn how to lead their husbands to the bedroom and touch them. And touch them romantically. Whatever you do in the house will have an impact on the children, and those children are the seed that will give us rest of mind. The rest of mine you give your husband is important." So let's say you're married, yeah? Your husband pisses you off. You know how? Sorry, guys. Sorry, men. Gentlemen. Sorry, but let me say this. But men are babies. Yes, I am in the studio. Let me sound like a typical role on social media. Come on, bitch. Men are babies. They're like babies. Yeah, they look tough out there. Yeah, they look all scary. Ah, that man, I don't think he laughs at home. No, trust me, when he's with the right woman, they act, they are babies. So forget all the full beards and all, forget the muscles. They are actually babies. If you treat them right, you will now see that babyish attitude in them. They will get back and they'll just want to rest, sleep on your thighs, want you to hold them, to cuddle them, touch their hair. Those of them that have hair, the ones that are bald headed, they just want you to just stroke something, stroke their beards, touch their stomach or something, you know. These men, they love these things. So imagine, yeah, you're with your grown-up baby, that's your husband, after pissing you off, yeah? According to Aduke Obasanjo, you should not let him apologize for his wrong attitude. Instead, you should take that husband of yours to the bedroom and touch him romantically and never let him apologize to you. I don't understand. Like, I am not saying women should not be romantic. I am not saying they should not touch their husbands. But, I mean, think of the moment. Ladies, now I'm talking to women. Think of that time he made you so angry. I bet you romance will basically be the last thing on your mind. Eh? And she's saying, wait, don't let your husband apologize. It's wrong. Instead, take him to the room and touch him romantically. Like, I vex. You do me vex. I dey boil. Where you for call tell me, baby, I'm sorry. That thing I did, I won't do it again. Or this was what happened. Or I will now sit down and then wait. When you're back home, I'll now take you to the room and touch you romantic. I don't know. It's just me. I know some people will now say, that's why we have failed marriages these days. This generation is not the same with the other generation. That's why marriages were working before and no longer working now and all that. But wait, don't you think... This is just me asking, don't you think women then were suffering? Like, this is torture. I am pissed. And a normal human was supposed to come and then, you know what, own up to his or her action. Mm-hmm. And come apologize and look for ways to actually correct his wrongs. But we have someone here saying, no, don't ever let your husband apologize. Instead, take him to the room and touch him romantically. Give your husband peace of mind. Wait, is he giving me peace of mind by pissing me off? I don't, wait. Dennis, don't laugh.
No, I'm
actually happy that I am laughing. I mean, the previous show, it's still entering my head.
From where is she coming from?
Let's keep it moving. Yeah. Like,
how did she get to that point?
Wait, you are a man, no? So
no,
pick your struggle.
No, apart from picking my struggle, I'm trying to understand that statement.
She's coming from a place of making your home peaceful. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, like always apologize so that you have peaceful home. What did she even say at the end part? the rest of mine you give your husband is important. Yeah? Mm. Oh, she's right. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do in the house will have an impact on the children. And those children are the seed that will give us rest of mind. So it's not your husband. It's not your husband's duty to give you rest of mind as a wife. It's the rest of mind that you give him, mm-hmm, that will not have impact on the children. That's the rest of mind that you as the woman will have. I don't know. I don't like mathematics. But this one is stressing my head. Oh, okay. So the woman doesn't. It's not the woman's duty.
It's the woman's duty to give the man
exactly
rest of mind.
It's not the woman's duty to give the man rest of mind, mm-hmm, so that it will have impact on the children. Mm-hmm. And then the children's happiness will not give her rest of mind. Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's much work to do to have that rest of mind that you as a woman should freely give to the man. Normally, I don't. I'm always on the fence. Yeah, I don't like being involved in gender fights. Men, women fighting. I never find myself there. I'm always on the fence.
Fights.
But you say this one.
It's
not settling down with me. Then it's the day you get me angry as a man. In fact, as a woman, anybody, if I am within my rights,
you're not giving me rest of mind.
Come on, that's not what I'm saying. If I'm within my rights, I will never
give me rest of mind.
Come say I am sorry or touch you romantically. If you are wrong, if I am at fault,
yeah,
I'll always make the move and be like, hey, that thing I do yesterday, no vex. So I know, say I f up well, I beg, forgive me.
But,
do you understand?
But it seems that two wrongs cannot make it right anyway.
Oh, really? So don't you think it's wrong for the woman to go apologize and touch the man romantically when the man was the one that actually got her angry?
How is it wrong?
Oh, so you're with Aduke?
No, it's not about with Aduke.
Hold on.
No, hold on.
How is it wrong? Hold on.
To touch the man. To touch the man. No. Ada, you can't say that.
Oh, I'm not saying it's wrong. But this is coming after an argument. Let's just say they just finished fighting. Not physical fight, so I don't support violence. Like after an argument.
Like what?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And boom, he's off the house to work. I'm also off the house to work, yeah? Mm-hmm. We're back home. He got me angry. I should not focus on the problem, yeah? Mm. I should not sit my husband down and say, let's talk about this. Or my husband cannot come and say, baby, I'm sorry. Sorry about what I did.
This
I should
is
wait.
Maturity he will enter as the room. A lady, as
I will
a
not
wife.
Take him to the room and touch him romantically. Imagine he left the house.
If you do that,
wait.
The man, like,
The
mindset. Oh, a lot of things would change for
don't
him.
You think he would take he that for it. Granted? No. It's a lie. He would actually be like, my wife, no worry, I lock him. Anything where I do, if I go back, she go touch me.
Lie.
Oh, really? Men are like that. They will abuse that.
A true man.
What like nonsense true man? Wait, if you're wrong, Oga, you should apologize.
Ada,
anyway.
A true man like me, I will cherish her.
By offending her, I'm getting for her to come and touch you romantically.
And I leave the offend
without you apologizing.
We've passed that side.
We haven't. We are still here.
No, we've passed the offend. We are talking about she touching me.
No, it's appealing, from here to where.
Apologize.
Wait, guy, you pissed this lady off. You cannot pass that part.
No, Adam, I'm not saying we've passed that part. Okay, for example, I pissed the lady off. Now in the morning I went to work, coming back
without then apologizing.
Then she touching me and apologize.
For what?
I would cherish her.
What is she apologizing for? That you got her angry?
Mm-mm.
Okay, she's not apologizing for
the misunderstanding
for being,
we had.
Wait,
generally.
She's not apologizing for being angry.
For the misunderstanding, not being
she'll
angry.
She'll be like, baby, I'm sorry. Or that thing you did, I was angry.
That's not the rest of the thing. Baby, I'm sorry for the misunderstanding we had earlier on today.
That who caused? That the man caused?
It's not about who caused. It's about let's continue our togetherness, because that little fight or something, the misunderstanding will literally just separate it too. So a virtuous woman.
Hey. So a man cannot be virtuous.
Don't let me go into.
No, you have to enter. Go there.
A man cannot. You can't say a man is virtuous.
No. I was just giving you your own food.
This beauty of a woman.
To always absorb everything being thrown at
her. Because they have the strength.
Oh, they have the strength.
They have the ability.
All of a sudden, a man is no longer powerful.
No, I'm not saying man is powerful.
No.
No, it's not about man. I'm talking about woman now. You don't.
No, I have said this before. I do like being involved in gender fights.
This is not about gender fight. This is about talking to.
No, this
we
is
are
about,
concentrating on a lady.
This is about the morality.
Wife, the woman.
This is about doing what is actually right morally.
Wait,
if you are at fault.
Let me ask you, where are you this? Man or woman? Which one?
Of course, woman tonight.
I am also woman too.
No, you're saying a woman should do it. It brings this beauty.
That's the point I'm saying.
Oh, girl, we are not together. If you are at fault. Be you a man, be you a woman, you should apologize. There's nothing like, don't let your husband apologize. Go and touch you romantically.
You
I
must
am pissed
touch him romantically.
When I am angry.
Because he's the head of your house.
Okay, you have to come and apologize to me, appease me, put me in that mood.
But there should be a first movement. Adam.
Coming from who offended who?
First movement about the woman coming.
As I am angry, I
then
should come.
The man, some men can apologize by she coming.
Oh, they apologize when she comes.
Because ego.
They should
ego
wait.
Is there. Pride is there.
How can you have ego and pride?
So
and then you are offending somebody.
Sometimes.
And you hide under the umbrella of your pride.
Sometimes
it's some
situation. You don't expect your offender to go and meet
no
and say,
worry.
I'm sorry. Sometimes you just meet the other way around.
She being a pride. We go get her.
Everybody's set to.
Let us have that pride to get in togetherness, in love, and then let the home scatter.
No, home cannot scatter.
If you want to bring in pride, you think. We all have pride
at
different levels, yeah? Some people are very proud. Some are just, they have pride in them, but it's still upcoming. It's not blown yet. Do you understand? So, if you think you have pride, let's say mine is not blown
so,
enough.
So, if it's you,
don't worry, I'll build it
indirectly
up.
Indirectly, you're saying you, when you are pissed, like you cannot go and meet him, touch his head,
when I am pissed, can you hear yourself?
And
if I am pissed, all I want to get is an apology from you and reason why you did that and a reassurance that it will never happen again. Because that's the same energy I will give you if I piss you off.
Okay, wait. Then if he does not come up to do that, what?
We will wait.
So how many years?
It's up to you that got me angry and you can't think of what to do right.
You just have to ignite it. Just start it and it comes.
Exactly. By starting it, it will now turn into a habit. It will now piss you off constantly and wait for you to come and ignite as the ignition that you are now.
It won't turn into a habit. I think that will really rearrange the man's mind.
Oh,
a lot of things will change.
And you think him coming to apologize to the woman will not rearrange her heart? Because she's one molded statue that, you know, she got no heart that cannot be rearranged. No, let's talk about this. Anyway, Dennis, see.
But
you see tonight,
I totally
you cannot
agree.
Win this argument.
I totally
you
agree
with
that,
okay? No problem. Let's throw this out.
That's a mother. She understands.
Oh.
She's mother in
I
Israel.
Don't now.
You are younger.
Exactly. I never born. I don't. And I refuse to understand. Anyway, let's throw this out. Let's have this conversation. Enough of Dennis and I. So we are asking tonight, what's your take on this? Are you supporting Ada or you're supporting Dennis and Madam Aduke?
Obviously.
Do you agree or disagree with her statement? And who should apologize first in the relationship? Then, I think we've had this topic before, but Aduke brought it up again. So let's talk about it. How should a man apologize to a woman? Now, you've heard from Dennis. Dennis is of the opinion that, hey, as a man, when I am back, come and touch me romantically. It will rearrange my heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So please tell
press
us.
Press his mumu button.
How should a man apologize to a woman?
By kissing
by
him.
By outrightly going on his knees to say, baby, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Or by buying her a gift. Or by waiting as the head of the family. Head,
which one is buying her a gift
by
again?
By waiting for and her like to come gifts. And apologize. No, some men are like that. Some men will never say sorry. Simple. What they will do is they will just buy you something. Some the wealthy men will just come back with the car. And what? The excitement of the lady will be like, oh my God, he just got me a car. She will forget that you actually pissed her off. Some will actually give you hundreds of money. Do you understand? Some men are like that. They would rather do things like that than say, I am sorry, please forgive me. They have that pride that you mentioned earlier on. Okay, so back to the question, how should a man apologize to a woman? And I heard some crazy things yesterday, because I was having this conversation with two friends of mine, and one of them said, I think why some men don't apologize is that some women view them as, you know, being weak. So I am putting this out. Do some women view men who apologize as being weak? Do you agree with that statement or disagree with that? Let's quickly have this conversation. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, call us 014-657-190. 014-657-190. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. All right, with 19 more minutes before 1, let's start taking calls. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Adam or me, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
Yeah, how are you?
Fine, man.
Okay, how is it going?
You know, Dennis, man.
Mr. Chris.
Nothing do you, my brother.
Support Ada, me, you.
Yes, dear.
You are a wonderful woman.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for the good job.
Thank you.
Like I said to the other day, I wish I never make this move to Ghana.
Please.
And you know, Ada, one thing, some men, I don't know, they don't know what they say those who have a head not get cap to wear. The ones who get cap not get head to wear them.
I know.
I'm telling you, this very person that we are talking with, I'm talking with.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know why a man with the right senses would be funny to such woman being.
Really? I am glad that you actually met a lady that is gradually changing your mindset.
Look, for this Aduke case.
Yeah.
You don't know who she married. You said former president, Abi.
Yeah.
General Olusegun Obasanjo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why are you calling his title?
Chineke. Like for me, I apologize to my wife when I did something wrong. Elada.
Okay, yeah, we are here.
I even asked my children, please, can you people help me talk to your mom? What happened? Before I got married to her, my former girlfriend wanted to wed. And she gave her auntie invitation, wedding card to come and give me. I traveled. The woman delivered the card to my wife. She didn't even know.
Wow.
So when I come back, my wife bring her the card. Then did they invite you for a wedding? You know? I say, I look at the name. I say, who is this person? So the person is, I'm a sister to Franca. Franca want to wed. Oh, my God. I think it's somebody I lost contact with just because of the relationship I have with her, the way I treated her. I said, no, Chris must attend my wedding, right? Then I tell my wife, now do you expect me to travel to Kano? If I'm not good to this person or if I'm not nice, I don't think she would do this. So please, can you let go of this? You know women now. They know. Why must she invite you at all? I pleaded. She didn't listen. I give her that room for about 1 or 2 days. She's still mad at me. I had to call my children. Then I have 2 boys. The girl wasn't there then. Then I said, Nikki, Gabriel, you people should please help me plead with your mom to let go of this. So why will I fuck my wife? Then I expect her to come and talk to me and romance me. No.
Thank you.
But that area of, say, the women can calm the man down. No matter who, whether you be lion, whether you be this. Let me say, like, for the armed forces, the military men, their wife is in a position to calm them down. No matter how strong, I'm telling you. Ada, one general wife hit my car. I didn't know it's a general's wife. So I said, madam, how come this thing happened? He said, that's okay. Don't worry. The godly way they pull and come say, hey, you, they hit your husband. I said, but it's my right. She hit me. They pick him up. I'm telling you, when the soldiers come, the woman said, no, I'm the one who has fought.
Wow.
He has the right to challenge me.
Okay.
Upon all the gra-gra way those soldiers do, they come down. So they have the power to calm their husband down.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about, these political leaders. Your wife should talk to you.
But
Nigerians are suffering.
But did you hear what
she said? Don't worry. I will still let you know about what's going on with me. Yeah?
Okay, no problems.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 0700-993-993-993. It's so simple. Just say, I know you are wrong, but I am sorry. You guys are saying this like it's very... Imagine your husband impregnating somebody else. You will not come back. You go and touch him. Eh? Hello, please turn up your radio.
Why won't you touch him?
Hello. Hello, good evening.
Good morning, dear. What's your name?
My name is Joshua.
All right, Josh, welcome.
Okay. I'm calling from Yanopaja.
Okay, wow, Yanopaja. All right, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for this topic. You see?
Go ahead.
I have to apologize to their women. And sometimes, even if you are right in some things, it's just like woman need pamper. You are not the kind of person that can pamper woman, even if they are wrong in whatever they do. You cannot live or make peace with them. And anytime they did something wrong and you expect them to come and first apologize, they will look like as if they are not important to you. So,
oh dear. All right, thanks for calling. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, this is Ola Bisi speaking.
All right, welcome.
Yeah. I just want to contribute to the topic, and what I would like to say is that every man has different hearts.
Okay?
And I can actually apologize 100 times and still do the same thing all over again. So what is the essence of me apologizing, you understand? And also, for what the lady talked about, Aduke. Hello?
Yeah, we are here. Go on.
Yeah. What she's going through might actually work for her, but might not work for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anytime they're giving advice, they should always think that it can only work for them or for a family B, for a family C, but it cannot work for family X, Y, Z. It cannot work for everybody. So, that's just the case for the night.
Okay. Yeah. So, tell me, how do you apologize to your woman?
To my woman, I can always apologize to her, but I don't kneel down. I can just give a text, and so that's just it. And it depends on how the spirit leads me, like apologizing. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah, that's just it.
All right, dear.
Yeah.
Thank you. Depends on how the spirit leads. Hello.
Hi, Ada.
Hi, Vincent.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, happy new month to you.
Are we there yet?
Yes, now.
No, it's tomorrow.
Okay.
Don't rush.
Don't mind me. Ladies, my man.
Yeah, good morning.
How far now?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh.
Prudence, what? Are you supporting me?
No, Vincent.
Oh, Vincent. Because all everybody that are calling, I need to know who is on my side.
I don't know you this time, this morning. It's Ada that I know.
Can you imagine? Okay.
And follow Ada. Only on one passage, right, Jerry?
Okay.
You are right on.
Thank you
right
very much.
Because honestly, I don't see the reason why. But what they are doing to the women these days,
my dear.
That men do, they go. Men feel that they are right in everything they do.
Bless you.
Well, of course.
If you say that again, I'll open this door and you leave this studio.
And
all right, dear Vincent, thank you.
Ada, wait. You want to bully me?
I am not bullying you for my opinion.
Now,
I totally understand with Vincent, and I love the fact that he called. Yeah, now it's crazy that they now see women to be the home builders. Yeah, Your husband cheats on you. You're out there complaining. What you get is don't worry, pray, God will change them. Just pray. Yeah, He brings home a child, babe. I'm sorry. The time we had problem, I slept with one lady and she got pregnant and all. As a lady, you start crying. What you get is, now your own be first. Just take care of this one. A woman you be. Take them easy. Just they pray. Do you understand? Okay. The home is not running well. My sister, a woman you be. No worry. No shouts. People will laugh. No. Just take them easy. They pray. Nothing we got no feed do. Hold on. You are not cool about something. You complain. You want me people to say you control your husband. Just follow him with style. Just follow him with style. Small. It will change. Okay. You don't like somebody. You tell your husband, I don't like this family member of yours. You want to break his home? That woman you build, you're supposed to build a home, not be to go destroy him. Like, it's so much work on the woman to make a marriage work. But it's less duty for the man. And I don't understand. Don't get me wrong, some men are not like this, yeah? Some men are actually very, very supportive, and I mean, they're very articulate in everything they do, especially in running their homes. But majority, they have that mentality that what makes a home is that of a woman. A woman would cheat on a man. No, that woman. I said a woman would cheat on a man, yeah? So you start hearing, that woman, no, be wife material, poshwam. But let a man do it. Nah. My sister, I say be everywhere. Even my own self, I know just one talker. Just endure. Just swallow spit. And now, even to apologize, don't let your husband apologize. Touch him romantically. So much.
Hey.
For the woman to do. Like, so much to make a home work.
Okay.
More calls. 0700
Continue.
993-993-993. It's not a matter of continuing or not. I'm just saying the old. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Yeah. It's Patrick.
Hello. Hi, Patrick. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. Please, can you speak up?
We lost the call.
Okay, Patrick. We ask that you speak up, not to leave. But it's okay. Okay, call us back if that was you. Hello.
Good morning, Ada.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Abu Olododo.
Abu what?
Olododo.
Olododo.
Ah.
Okay.
Yes. Interesting.
Welcome.
Yes. To me, I do apologize to my wife, but I don't say sorry to her physically. Yes.
I wanted to heal you, but wait.
So that means you're supporting me. Go on.
No, he's not supporting me. You apologize to your wife, but you don't say sorry. Bikono, what do you do?
I only do things that will make her happy.
Like?
Yes.
Like what?
I'll buy good things, give her enough money, do help her in some other ways.
Hmm.
Yes. And my wife don't apologize to me too.
Ah.
But she know what I want. Yes.
Okay.
If I offend her.
Yeah.
And whenever she see me and she smile, that thing that she do to me or that thing that I do to her will just move away. Yes.
Mm.
You understand me?
So you don't say sorry. Let me understand. Why? Is it that you find sorry to be very difficult for you to say?
Very difficult. I don't say sorry. I even find hard to say sorry to anybody.
Okay. Let's understand, yeah. Like, why do you find sorry to be very difficult? Do you think if you say that, you're going to be less of a man? Or she's going to see you as...
Yes. I feel like if I say sorry to my wife, it will be as if she's above me.
Wow.
Yes. But I only do things that will make her happy. That is my only... I apologize to her. Yes.
Hmm.
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long have you been married for?
I'm married for over 11 years.
And both of you are cool like that?
Yes, I'm married when I'm in J3.
Really?
Yes, and I graduated in 2012. I think it's 11 years. And the problem is she understands me, and I understand her. That's how we do cope.
Wow. Okay.
If she offend me, she want to look at my face. And whenever she look my face, I look her face. We all just understand ourselves. And if I offend her, whenever she look my face, I know that this is what my wife is angry about. So I'll just look at her and be doing what will make her happy. As I used to be. Yes.
Wow.
But I don't say sorry to her. Even for woman, I don't say sorry to woman. I find it so difficult to say sorry to a woman. Yeah.
Okay.
It is good to marry a woman that you love. If you love your wife.
How can you love your wife when you don't say I'm sorry?
When you want,
you call that love.
If you are friendly a woman, you know this is the kind of woman I want. Whenever you see the woman you love, the woman, whenever she do something bad to you. Yes.
Hmm. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
But me, I don't understand that one. No. If you offend me, bros, gently come and tell me you are sorry. Don't even tell me sorry. Tell me you are. Personalize it.
Oh, you mean that you're calling?
Yeah.
If your wife or your girlfriend, you offended her and she's coming back to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And touches your head. Won't you like it? Won't you appreciate it?
That you've been.
And now you are calling. You have been saying that.
That you've been manipulative. Hello. Yeah.
Hey, Ada.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Please turn off your radio. Turn it off.
You maybe should help me for my dad.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, dear.
Yeah. For we that we are not married, so how are we going to apologize? Because so many married people are calling in and saying, you know, they don't apologize. They do apologize. We that we are not married now, that we're still single, what are we going to do?
Do you have a girlfriend?
Outside the country.
Okay.
But it's been long. We you know, we keep in touch, but we haven't seen for quite some time now.
And you've never pissed her off?
You said what?
You've never gotten her angry?
Angry?
Mm.
I think this issue of, you know, somehow, because it happened this evening, she did something wrong like a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And felt it was good not to call for a long period of time. Called in this evening and started saying, you know, just beating about the bush. I was just like, why is it difficult for you to say sorry? She said, why would she say sorry when she knows that she hasn't done anything wrong?
Wow.
So I don't know. You know, to me, I felt it's okay to say sorry. Then, you know, you trash it off and you move on. But when someone is just finding a means or a way to really cover up some, it's not done that way, seriously. Mm. If you offend someone, apologize to them.
Exactly.
You know, what did you say?
Exactly, I said.
Yeah, but people always find a way around it. It doesn't cost me anything. If I offend you, seriously, I know definitely it's my responsibility to say sorry.
Mm.
But people find it difficult to do that. I don't know why.
My dear, please don't let those people change you, yeah? You're a good person.
What do you mean by
that? When
you are wrong, say you are sorry and change.
And I don't put words in his mouth. Like Dennis.
No, he just said it.
See, okay.
He's a good man.
I don't know. It's so much of men. Like, you know, they find it difficult to say sorry. So much. They find it difficult to say sorry. And so many ladies are really buying that idea. When you offend someone and come on, learn how to say sorry.
Right.
It eases stress and, you know, set things right.
Thank you very much, yeah?
Ada.
Yes, dear.
I really like you so much.
Sorry, if I may ask,
what state are you from?
Cross River.
Cross River?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm from Anambra. And my name is Ifeanyi Isaac.
Ifeanyi, one name.
Ifeanyi.
How come?
Ifeanyi, you know I'm here. You are liking Ada.
Wait, what? El Asuibo.
Obele, obele.
Ada, what are you speaking?
Obele, obele, o.
No, this one no be obele, obele, o. Like you understand and speak fluently. I should say.
I see how Dennis is looking at me. Yes,
I'm Oyinbo.
Wow, that's great.
Ada will sell herself.
All right, dear. Thank you very much.
You say,
have a wonderful morning.
You too, dear.
All right, take care of you. And sorry, remind me the name of the man that is with you.
Is that Dennis?
You know I'm in the studio. You're telling Ada that you like Ada.
No, pardon my manners.
Like it's bad. Please, I like
it
too.
Yeah, come on, be good. Come on, be good.
Thank you so much, my brother Ifeanyi. Is Ifeanyi is a good man? No, yeah. I love men like this.
See, Ada, don't be deceived.
Men that see, actually
when
know
the lady
right
come to Ifeanyi and rub his head.
After I am not getting it wrong. I am actually very, very romantic, yeah? I play a lot in my relationship. No, listen. I play a lot in my relationship. I am a clingy partner. I am that type.
Uh-huh.
Yes. 24/7. I've said this before, my love language, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be close to you. I want to touch you. I want you to touch me. I just want us to be together, yeah? In everyone's space.
Okay.
Sometimes, yeah? But...
And naturally, that's who you are. Naturally.
Not naturally.
Not like you're
when funny. I am...
That's what I'm saying. When you are with him.
Yes.
So if he pisses you off,
I will
why
give you
would
space.
You have to give... Can you imagine?
Yes, because you're not doing the right thing. First, you got me angry. And it's not like...
Can you imagine?
It's not like anger is my food, yeah?
Oh.
Listen, it's not my food. That's the thing. You actually did something wrong to me.
Then,
to actually get me in that space of first being angry, secondly, avoiding
then
you.
That's...
What are you even
make
saying?
Are you actually
making sense right now?
It's not about making sense.
No, you...
It's about being a new person. Trying
okay.
new things.
Let's say, yeah, we're together.
Mm.
And then I bump into a text of some lady asking him for child support.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this child that we have together, it's been a long time, you sent me money.
Mm.
Of course, I'm going to be heartbroken. I'm going to be pissed. First, you cheated on me.
Mm.
Secondly, you hid such an information from me.
Mm-hmm.
You're having another relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of him apologizing and explaining if he had the child before meeting me, why he kept the information away from me, all of that, he now gets angry as well, leaves the house, and he's back. I'm looking for ways to go and be rubbing his head. And be touching him romantically.
You want peace. Two.
Oh.
Because you want him to talk.
Wow.
Three. Because you're not that kind of person that wants to give space.
Dennis, in your life,
it's not in my life.
Don't
bully me.
If you ever think of liking me, I think that I.
I don't want you like this.
How?
See, I don't. What I'm trying to say.
You that.
In essence, what I'm trying to say is that.
Okay, you're not.
Do a new thing.
Oh. I refuse doing such a new thing. If you are wrong, I can never.
Is he about
be,
to do anything?
I can never be wrong. I can never hurt you, and then not own up to it, and come say I am sorry. Please forgive me.
Okay, what is
okay,
the crime?
I did this because of this and that, but I won't do it again.
What is
instead
the crime?
Of waiting for you to come and touch me romantically,
calm down.
Because you need peace.
Wait. What is the crime? Is there a crime
of
you going to say, okay, baby, this and that?
It's a crime. It is.
In which law?
First, you are actually downgrading yourself. Yes.
Come on, Ada.
I am serious. By doing that, you're not seeming as you're coming off as you're desperate for that relationship. Your feelings are not valid.
He's a gentleman.
What silly gentleness is that? you're coming off as you're so desperate, you need that relationship. So regardless of what's being thrown at you, you always go back to apologize because you want that relationship.
Don't say that
like
way.
Your feelings, no, that is what you're just implying. Like your feelings are not valid. You don't have any freaking reason to be angry over his actions. So whatever he does, it's your duty to go back and then touch him romantically because you need peace. What about your mental health?
Because
for how long are you
going
to crave for that peace? For how long are you going to absorb his excesses and then go for peace?
Okay.
Over time, he's going to take you for a ride in a relationship. Oh, really?
Okay.
Wow.
Ada, I think there's some certain things that people need to try. Just
try. That's not one of the things to try in a relationship. That's so far from it. See, be you who, if you're at fault, I give you time to come to your senses and come talk to me. I shared a story on Life and Dangerous here. There was a time, even my father, don't get me wrong, I am not perfect, but I try my best to be careful, not to step on people's toes. But as soon as I do that, I always apologize. Someone as big as my father, he got me angry. I was deeply hurt. But being an African dad, I wasn't that vocal to actually, tell him, almost see what you do. I know if he take this one. Do you understand? So I was trying to talk to him, of course, with maximum respect. But he wasn't seeing it like he did anything wrong to me. So what I did, I gave him space. I flew back to Lagos. I did not talk to him. It took him 3 months. I was so ready never to talk to him again.
Is that you?
I know. Now, exactly. My father. Talk less of my husband.
That's another different
or
thing.
Or my boyfriend. No.
Daddy is different to your husband, your boyfriend.
There is nothing like... Let's talk about humans right now. What is morally wrong and right? Regardless of who you are. Be you my dad, be you my mom, be you my husband.
I'm not disputing the point of morally wrong or right.
If you are at fault,
what I'm saying in essence,
you should own up and apologize.
Good to try new things.
That's not something to try.
What do you mean by that's not something to try?
The new thing to try is try not to hurt people. And then if you do, try to always apologize.
It's not possible for you not to hurt people.
Exactly. More reason why you should own up to your actions and apologize. It's
sometimes
that simple.
You just have to live it the other way around.
Oh, really? I can't. That's not me. Because I won't
then
hurt
try
you.
And say
I won't hurt you and then I'll wait for you to try something new by coming to me. Oh, well, that's me being manipulative. I can't do that to someone. I don't expect anyone to
love.
Do that to me. That's not love.
You're showing romance.
That's you letting people abuse you. Yes. That's an abuse on your human right.
The man won't try
it
again.
I can't. Exactly. If you let people know
when
their
you start
fault,
rubbing
you give them
head.
Space, they will never try that. You think? I'm not even trying
it's
to brag right now, yeah? My dad and I, we have an awesome relationship. My dad is more like my best friend, yeah? I tell my dad about everything, even while I was still dating. I told my dad about my boyfriend. Yeah, we're that close, super close. And we're still close. Like, even yesterday, I had a long talk with him. I just told him why I was sad. And I told him why I was. And he was like, okay. He talked me out of it. Yeah, that's the kind of relationship I have with my dad. But regardless of that, my dad now, he knows his boundaries. He knows his do's and don'ts. Why? Because it was like a shocker to him that he got me angry. And instead of being a proper African child to say, okay, parents are never wrong. I am sorry, Dad. I gave him the space. I was counting a month to two to three. After 3 months, he called me and he said, sorry. But the good thing here, I didn't let him apologize like twice. He called. I was shocked in his call. And I picked up. I was like, yeah, Dad, good day. And he was like, yeah, I know what happened. I am sorry. I didn't even let the sorry land. But the fact that he thought about it, yeah, that thought alone, as soon as he just said, I was like, Dad, it's fine. I am sorry. Sorry, I haven't called this while. I was really hurt. I am truly sorry. I started apologizing. But I felt a little bit of satisfaction because I was like, okay, he has realized he's wrong. Yeah, he thought about it. He made the move to come talk to me. I wouldn't let my dad, go on his knees to talk to me. Of course not. But I just needed to have that sense that, okay, I hurt this person. So I should apologize. So that's my father, someone I respect so much.
Mm.
Someone that after God, he comes next. Now, you husband, you now get me angry. I'll look for you, enter the room and romance.
See, you don't get me angry. Ada, I still agree, Dennis, with her.
No.
Try new things.
Let's say, what's the new thing to try? Hello.
Ada, you are bullying.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah.
Mr. Austin, good morning. Good morning.
You see what are you hearing what Ada is doing to me in the studio, Abby?
Dennis, are you here now?
Uh-huh. She's bullying me.
Me. I am not a bully.
But Dennis, I know they are fine.
Ah, thank you.
Can you imagine?
Thank you.
Yeah, come and be going.
I love men like this.
No, I know go. If I live the way I want to go.
If I know go.
Ada.
Yes, dear.
You see, the problem we are having in this our society, in this our own side of what is this? We respect the age more than the human rights. That is the problem. That's why a man will come out and tell you that you can't apologize to a wife. A woman that gave birth to you as a man.
My dear.
I can't apologize to the person. It's wrong. If the whole Africa is in Nigeria, they will come and apologize to Nigeria. How it should be. If our president offend the citizens, he will apologize to them.
Absolutely.
Yes. Whoever that offend will apologize.
Right.
Yeah, to me.
Please say it again. I don't think Dennis heard you.
Whoever offend first will apologize.
Okay.
You apologize based on what you did.
Right.
How you did it wrong. You explain yourself. If your woman is a kind of a woman that needs that kind of explanation, some don't need it.
Mm.
And some need it.
Mm.
But that's sorry. Ah, my dear, I value that thing. To me.
Thank See, you.
As I am, Ada, if I have you as a woman and you offended me, for peace to reign, if I just get you new, maybe I don't know you before, but I just dating or something like that.
Yeah.
But I just noticed that you are not the kind of person that normally says sorry when something happens. I will teach you how to say sorry. When you offend me, I will first approach you, try to pet you and tell you sorry first, to see if you can be able to respond to me with that sorry back, just like what you said that you did to your dad. If you fail to do that, I will give you another time. If you get a stage, I'll put that relationship to an end, because that sorry, if you don't have it, that means we are going to be having problem all the time. I will not be the one to come and say sorry when you offend me, and come and say sorry when I offend you. It's not done.
I know, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So whoever offends first will apologize. Being man, being woman, we should respect the fundamental human rights, not the fundamental human age.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question. Let me come in here.
Yeah.
So is it wrong for one to try a new thing? Just to experiment this?
To do what?
Like the woman to go and say, okay, baby, touch the head, rub the body, and everybody are good.
Yes, depend on individual.
Oh, so you mean it's not
what your wife did, my wife may not do that. It depends on individual, And depending on the gravity of what you commit against the woman. Don't expect a woman that you went outside to cheat on her. Then when you come back, the woman will now start romancing you. No. That one can work. If my sister did that, I will show her. I tell you. No, I can't support that one. So take care. Yes, some days I support you, Mr. Demi.
Okay.
Or not today.
Okay. I love this. Thank you.
Yeah.
Dennis, when you offend someone's daughter, say sorry.
Don't worry, we get someone. I think someone, only one person has supported me so far.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I got a lady.
Then she will support me.
Never.
This is Esther.
All right, Esther.
Why is beginning for her?
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny. Esther. Talk to me, Daddy. Mother.
You can't win on this one.
Ah, bless you.
Wait, Esther, slow down.
Bless you. She's not driving anywhere. Which one is slow down?
Hey. Ow, explain to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
you know, there is this thing that somebody will commit against you and it will be very difficult to offend, to let go of.
Mm.
Did you see instances or examples that I give?
Mm.
Imagine somebody cheating on the wife or spouse without even letting the person know. And then maybe there is a child already to that relationship you had outside.
Mm.
And then upon knowing, you expect the woman to go and begin to rub the hair of the man. Hey, Mama, who does that?
Do you understand?
So Esther,
I can't even think of it.
Hold on, let me talk to Esther. Esther, doesn't mean you cannot do it. You cannot try it.
Even something as small as
let me talk to Esther.
Anniversary.
Ada, I'm not talking to you.
You forget our anniversary. I should come and rub your head.
Ada, I'm not talking
Baby,
to you.
Baby, you forgot
I'm not talking to you. Esther, answer me, Jerry.
My house will catch fire.
So you can do it. Really?
I'm telling you, see, it is either we resolve that issue now or forever, you know. I'm not saying we'll part ways, but I'll make you say sorry, whether you like it or not.
Exactly.
Mm.
That is me for you.
Can you imagine?
You may want to buy me gifts, you know. I have a spouse that can be like that at times. But even if I'm buying the gift, I could make sure we have that conversation.
Mm.
And make you know that it is beyond the gift you're buying. There needs to be a resolve here. You have offended and I'm not pleased with it.
Okay.
Then sorry for coming.
Right.
So technically you're not supporting me.
I'm not in support.
Bye bye.
Thank you very much, Esther.
Ada.
Thank you.
Don't be giving any them support me. Allow them.
Nobody can support that narrative. It's so what? I can't even think. I can't
it's
even
the
give it
narrative
a name.
Of trying new things for
what,
God's
what,
sake.
What silly new thing?
Do something new.
Oh really?
See, Ada, for
do
me
something new.
Ada, see, you have to see this woman. If I three bosa for bosa. Do something new.
Do you know that back there our mothers could not speak up? Because they were operating this realm. A man would do anything, like anything to them. All they were doing, just I am sorry. That's why, like I said, I don't like being involved in gender fights. I am not fighting any gender. But that's why some men don't see it as it's a favor they are offering to women by marrying them. Like, okay. Some men actually see marrying women as making her fulfilled. I just made you a complete woman. I mean, without a husband, you are not complete. Yeah, sadly, some people still think that way. And if you're not married to such a man and you don't teach him how to treat you right, he's going to act basically like a dogmatic partner. All he does is give you directives, what to do at home and what not to do. And that is not a relationship, if you ask me. We are teammates. If I offend you, I'll own up to it. Apologize and look for ways not to hurt you again. Yeah? And I expect the same energy. Not you hurting me and I'm waiting for you to be back. Then I prepare one nice meal, candlelight, play you one sweet song, you're back, and I'm touching you romantically. Why? Because you just bought me a jet, Abby. Woo! Ada, please don't cry. Oh, okay. God will punish that man. Mm. Good morning, Ada. Bible says, if your brother offends you, drop your gift and go and settle with him. Nyakno Uko Jacob Jasper from Ogba. Thank you very much. Even gift. Now, let me share this here. My man, yeah, if he pisses me off, first what he does is he apologizes. Like, babe, I am sorry. Yeah, he says that. And then he explains himself. Okay, this happened because of these and that. And then he starts buying gifts. Hmm. And sometimes I'll be like, you're trying to bribe me, yeah? You're not giving me gifts. But now that's somebody that, you know, is trying to make his homework. You actually see the effort. Not somebody pissing me off and then he's waiting for me to call him. Like, okay. Is it not Ada? Ada will call now. I am the man. She will call. And if she dare sees me, she will start touching me romantically. Okay, you go old though.
And
you go
you
old.
You just have to be a new person.
I am saying, new by always apologizing when I am wrong.
You just have to try
that is me
something
being
different
new.
From what you have not been doing.
Exactly. There's something different I am trying now. It's not to do anything that will put me in that position
have,
of saying I am sorry.
Understand. What is the crime, Seth?
The crime is hurting somebody and waiting for the person to come and apologize stylishly. Without you opening that mouth that you use in offending her to say sorry. No, that's the crime. Yeah, you can stare at me for all you want. But I am not changing my stand tonight.
It's not about changing stand. I'm letting you know that in life...
You're not letting me know anything. You're trying to reduce my... Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning, Mr. Azubike. Good morning, dear.
Yeah.
Well. Dennis.
Yeah, good morning. Oh, yeah,
good
support me. Kia.
I've been listening for this show and different opinion and others. The only thing that I can only say about this issue is that if I'm living with a woman, let me say my wife or whatever, and I learn her character, she has learned my character, then I become the only person that always saying I apologize if I do something that is so good to her. Then she herself, if she does something that is not good to me and she's not apologizing to me, she's claiming that she's my wife or my girlfriend, that she doesn't have any right to tell me sorry or whatever. That hand that she brings to me, a lot of the hand on me myself, I will also bring, because she does not understand me well, and me myself, I'm trying to be loyal to her when I offended her, and she herself is not loyal to me. The only thing that I can always do is that if I done something that is not good, I cannot say, madam, I'm so much apologized to you. I will not do this thing again. Because it's the hand she brings to me. It's that same hand that I give to her. But if she understands me so much, and whenever anything that I do that is not good, I tell her sorry, that I will not do this thing again. And I myself, I will not do it again. Because of I understand myself and I know that what I did is not good.
Right.
But if she's claiming that she will not say sorry, let me tell you the truth. I can never tell her sorry in anything.
Wow.
I can purposely do it and I will not tell her sorry. But if she asks me, so why I'm not, you know, what I did is not good, why can't you tell me sorry or whatever?
Okay.
I would answer that the one that you are offending me, are you be telling me sorry? So if she say no or no or yes, then I will tell her that it's the hand that you bring to me. So that is the hand that I give you back. So many times some women they don't they find it difficult to tell their husband to sorry.
I know.
Because maybe they're having a children to their man or they are cooking food for their man. So if the woman does not respect herself, so very well, and respect me, I will not give her that respect. But if she respects me and obeys me so much, I myself, I will use the same that hand and follow her. That is why sometimes if you go to a family, they don't agree on themselves. It's one person that is causing it. Either it's not for the man, it will be for the woman. So it's two ways things. So all these people that say they are apologizing or they are not apologizing, it depends on the person they have that brought a such a act to that house. So that is why every time for women they say they are apologize, and for men they say that they will never apologize. It's because of the hands they are living in that house that make it to be like that. And those who understand themselves, they find it so lightly in their house.
Okay.
So that's what I can never say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Ada, if the table is like torn to the other side, what if the lady offends the man?
She should apologize.
And the man now comes and says, okay, baby, touch her.
That the man is doing it does not mean it's right. That lady would take him for granted.
Oh.
Whoever is wrong should apologize. That's the normal thing to do. I am not going to support because it's a woman. Yes, a man should apologize. It's romantic. Nah. I'm not going to say it's romantic. Whoever is at fault.
See, we've not even tried.
Should. There's nothing there to try.
There's no practice. What do you mean by there's nothing to try?
No, that's actually a wrong thing.
I dare you to try it and come back and give a testimony.
Oh God, dare me to make one billionaire. That's the kind of dare I want. Not daring me to go and be doing stuff that will make somebody's son take me for granted. Never. All right? Never. 0700-993-993-993. 25 minutes, gone past one. Hello? Okay, so sorry about that. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
James from Isiolo.
Hi, James. Welcome.
I hope you are supporting me.
Why are you?
Yes. You are behind me.
Wait, why are you canvassing for votes?
Eh?
Yes, I'm supporting what the former first lady said. Yes.
Two. Ada.
Hey.
Number two. Yeah, go on. Talk to me. Don't talk to Ada. Continue.
Ada. Ada, if your husband offended you, so wouldn't you take him to the bedroom and give him what you are giving him before?
How does that sound?
No, Ada, answer the question.
Wait, after saying this thing now, like, how do you feel? You're feeling like you just said something, one awesome thing. Yes?
Ada, you cannot be using question to answer question. Answer the question. Oh yeah, Uguano.
I will not. Ah. It's a very wrong thing to do. If you offend me, I'm not saying I'm going to hold that grudge for a year. I'm not saying, okay, because he wronged me, he's coming to say sorry. So I also show him Pepe.
Ada,
I will make
stubborn.
Sure he feels bad. I will not accept for like 3 months. I will, do you understand? I'm not saying that. If you apologize genuinely from your heart, I'll forgive you. But waiting on me to come and apologize after hurting me. Bros, let us grow old in peace.
Ada, I'm still needing you too.
What's this one counting? Hello?
Ada?
Yes, welcome.
I want to thank Ifanya, right?
Yeah.
The one that said the girl did something and she's beating around the bush.
Ifanya, my brother, yes.
I'm telling you, that guy is a gentleman to the core.
Seriously, I even want to slide into his DM, sir.
I'm telling you, he's a gentleman to the core. All I had to say to Ifanya, for the girlfriend or so, whenever she did that such thing, always call her to order. Say, look, I'm not trying to, you know, force you to say this, but no, this is the right thing to do. You heard what Ifanya said. Both parties, either now the man offend the woman, the best thing to say, I'm sorry. If now the woman offend the man, the best thing to say, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
But for him, I don't want him to give up. Yes, I want him to keep on letting that lady know that this is the right thing to do. You did something wrong. The best thing for her to do is to say, if I'm sorry. But those of us who are claiming can't say sorry. Sorry can heal a lot of things in the family. I'm telling you, Denko.
Are you supporting me?
Of course not.
Chineke.
He is not.
But allow him to talk.
Now. You offend your babe or your wife. Then you expect her to call you and come and rub your head.
Of course, why not?
Like,
of course, why not?
Like because of,
she will rub my head.
You expect her, Umbano. You don't do that now.
Why?
These are people that we need more to show respect to, more those women. I'm telling you.
Exactly.
You hear one of them say, look, they bring you to the war. So I want to thank Ifanya once more. He should not give up on that lady. Yes. You know, that for my own, I later took her to the market to buy something, you know, at Balogun.
Okay.
We went for shopping. And she's like, daddy, so you are doing this because I say, yes. I just want to let go of whatever happened. After 3 days at that, and I invite my 2 sons. So you want to tell me, my wife, no, you don't do that.
Right.
For peace to reign in the house, both parties, anybody that goes on, like I said, that joke of Obasanjo. I think it had to do with the type of man where she married. I'm telling you. So please, Dennis,
please, oh, I know you never joined that club.
You are not supporting me. Come and be going. I need supporters.
Okay, I don't need you.
Anybody okay. that is not supporting me tonight.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Hello.
Since you people don't want to try new things.
Hello. Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Adeyinka.
Oh, Adeyinka, me.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, oh, yeah.
So I'm not supporting you, Mr. Dennis.
Oh, yeah, come and be going.
Thank you.
I'm not going yet, though. It's very, very long ago. You expect your girls to start rubbing your head. No, no, no.
So you don't want to try new things?
No.
You don't want to explore?
Yes. So you apologize, I'll explore.
Ah. It's still the same thing, because there must be explore. Like you touching my head, explore, do new things. It's still the same, mm-hmm. but in different form.
Explorer. My dear, go on.
No, before I don't say sorry. When someone offend me, I just like, baby, you offend me, but it's not bad, but I just forget about it. Even my mom, my dad, everyone. That's just me. I tell you instantly when I'm angry at someone.
Wow.
I don't expect it also. But the least I expect, you tell me what I did.
Mm.
Of course, he offended me also. Why would you do such a thing?
Okay.
But now, I say sorry. That was before.
Nice.
Yes. So, Mr. Dennis.
So, if I offended you now, you'll not come and tell me sorry.
If you offend her now?
Idipo.
Yeah?
Idipo, on top waiting.
Oh. Can I hear her?
Did you hear her? She said on top waiting. You're doing all. Can you?
Because you.
Adeyika, thank you very much.
Because you
Thanks.
Need to do
it. See? Ada?
Yes, dear.
Please, I want to talk to you, but should I send a DM to you?
Yes, please do it now so that I'll pin it on my top chart.
My phone is spoiled, so I'm using a small phone for now. Well, DM, when I get the phone, probably tomorrow, next tomorrow, DM.
No problems. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, dear. Please be fine, be strong, okay? If you want to send me a DM, it's at Adablezy, Adablezy on Instagram. Thank you. Men should learn to say sorry with their mouth first, not just buying gifts and stuff. A gym from Oshodi. I suppose that. I mean, it's not every time we need you to buy things for us. We just need you to, you know, do the right thing. My name is MC Jeff from Sabuyaba. Ada, you should change your mindset. What an old woman sees sitting down, you can never see it standing.
Yes. That supports it.
The real man,
number three.
Please, the real man takes decision with himself, within himself. So when you learn to trust your man beyond offenses, he will adore you, cherish you, and even respect you more than when you always stare him in the face and demand apology. Consequences are, he thinks you equate his emotions while arguing and seeking apology. Remember, you are part of his belongings. What? Your actions, inactions prove your position in his mind.
Oh.
Ha 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 ha. Part of whose belongings?
So
belongings,
Babu. So
I am a property.
Then
what are you even saying? Did you hear him? Remember, you're part of his belongings. Oh my, nobody owns me. I am human.
What do you mean by you're human?
What?
He married you.
No. We see, he came to marry me for us to be one. I am nobody's property.
Who started the one?
Wait, he came to marry. It's also, I am also marrying him. I am serious. I am accepting the proposal.
Okay.
To now be with him. For him to also be with me. It's a unanimous decision. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That was taken by two people. Now, you can't say I am any man's belongings. Now, this is where I actually have a problem with the whole bride price thing. Yeah?
Mm.
It's not that it freezes influence or anything. Good thing, the person I am with, we actually have the same ideology. We've agreed that if we have female kids, we won't take bride price. You are nowhere coming to pay that and then feel entitled that my daughter is your belonging or your property. No, marry my daughter, take care of her. the day things go south, which I don't pray for, my daughter can come home not feeling trapped in some relationship that, oh, you are mine, I bought you, you're my property, you're my belonging. See, I think people should just scrap this thing so that some people will not think, oh,
the bride price, huh?
You know, exactly, because it's now giving some men the sense of entitlement that they bought her. I am serious. And if you go to some communities, okay, how much did you pay? 50 naira, 200 naira. Because if you want to go back and collect whatever you spent during the marriage, if the marriage is about to end, they will probably give you that 15 naira or 200 naira. So you're now calling me a property over 200 naira. It's an insult to my dad for sending me to school and spending such an amount of money on me. And you're paying bride price. You're now seeing me, classifying me as an object, a property. Hey, can we finish this matter tonight? No way, we can't. I don't even want to be pissed, yeah? I already have something I'm dealing with. Like, I don't want to be pissed at all. So, because you paid bride price, you can never say sorry. You will wait your mighty horse, your mighty throne, king of the jungle. Let me come and apologize.
Because you want peace.
Oh, I have seen a man now that does not want peace. You don't want peace, Abby? Let the house pieces.
Can you imagine?
Yes. Hello?
Hello, this is Esther calling back.
Welcome back, Esther.
I want to ask you, Dennis.
Yes?
So, if you offend your wife, let's say probably you cheat, and then you were supposed to say sorry, you didn't say sorry. Upon coming back home, she prepares you a wonderful meal. With candlelight.
Fear no go let you chop
and then so you go open mouth chop the food.
Because she loves me. Because, no, seriously, a woman would do such.
May food not take you to your grave.
No. And then let me talk to Esther for God's sake. Continue.
Please don't even dare say you eat that food.
I don't try it.
No, I wait it.
Okay.
I'll cover the food with the blood.
See, the mind is more than you know.
Tell him.
Which is why they say sorry is one of the five magic words that when you say it heals that wound. As simple as it is, sorry, it will go a long way to right every wrong.
Right.
People should just learn to say sorry and then if that peace that Mrs. Aduke was talking about will reign your home sincerely. It is not by going the short cut to maneuver your way through. It won't work. Please.
Tell them. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
Talking about sorry. This sorry, of course, it will be said
after she touches you.
It's not that nobody's saying sorry. Somebody's saying sorry.
It's just that we work together. If you were a guest, you would have long gone. Like, you would have used the door.
You send me out.
Yeah.
For my own opinion.
What? What silly opinion?
Ada, you can't do that.
Eh?
That's so.
You're just lucky you're not a guest. I would have said, all right, thank you very much. Time up.
That's
some other time.
So that's so disrespectful of you to send me
it's
out.
It's actually disrespectful that you're sitting here and you're saying what you're saying.
No. And then, see, what I'm saying, it seems like you're not getting it.
What?
Let me reverse.
I have tried. It's not like I am insane. I have tried to understand you, but it's not making sense over here. It's not.
Wait, which part is not making sense? Let me understand. Part of you trying
part
new
of
things.
You.
Or part of you doing
not
something
owning
that
up
you've not
to
been
your
doing.
Action. No. Part of you.
It's not me owning up to my action. Leave that one. We are talking about you.
What are we going to leave? Dennis, I'm done with you. Good morning, Ada, my able man in the studio. My name is Wanda Suma Papa. Actually, listening to this session of this program at work at the moment, my take on the topic on ground is that I agree with Ada Blessing because no matter what happens, you need to apologize for your wrongdoings because apology brings back the true love and shows you understand the love languages. To me, how I apologize to my girl when I offend her is to get her what she loves and surprise her in a unique and different way about what she loves eating. So apology is very important for both parties. Thank you. Much love, guys in the studio. Nice job you guys are doing. Thank you very much. And it's good that we are making your day at work. Or do we say your night at work? Okay.
Oh.
Adair and Dennis, good morning. Good morning to all Nigeria Info listeners and callers. This is one of the reasons I don't want to get married. How can someone of that reputation come out and speak in a barbaric manner? At that marriage, no dissuade me at all. From what I am seeing from my present parents, it's full of endurance and management. I don't want to get married to a woman that will manage or endure me, vice versa. I need a woman that will love me for who I am. And yeah, vice versa as well. Not the one that will endure my excesses out of pity or for the sake of children. No be juju be that. Oracle from Agodo.
It's love, not juju.
Okay. Hello, Ada. Chimizie from Fourth Collins. I think if you allow the simple rule, do unto others what you want them to do unto you at all times. Rule in every singular relationship we have, this kind of biased comment from the woman wouldn't be in the first place. I honestly understand her position, because that is the position where patriarchy has placed women for the sake of peace to reign in the home, in the society, and that is wrong on all levels. If you offend someone, whoever the person might be, it is only right that you apologize. What is wrong in apologizing as a man? It says a lot about our upbringing. Unless a woman does it voluntarily, and that's okay. But that should not be the norm for everybody. Thank you very much. Simply put.
Put what?
Simply put. Hi, Obi here. Just got in. I don't know the topic, but anything... anything it is, I support Dennis. Dennis, I dare with you.
Oh,
you should actually hear Dennis' opinion. You'll be disappointed.
What do you mean by you'll be disappointed? Obi, thank you.
You're supporting what you don't know.
Obi, thank you. Thank you. Okay. In fact, let me give... Ada, hold on. Let me give this to Obi. That's for you. Ada, continue. My people are here.
Oh, dear. Obi, yeah. So, don't worry, we'll reintroduce the topic after this. Thank you very much. I just checked the time and we've gone on for over an hour. Yeah, over an hour, 13 minutes now. So, I just want us to relax with the tune. And then when we get back, we'll reintroduce the topic and take more calls, okay? With 19 more minutes before we leave the studio, let's enjoy this amazing piece. Yeah, sorry seems to be the hardest word. It is a song written by Elton John and Benny Taupin. All right, it was recorded by Elton John and released in 1976, both as a single and as part of the Blue Moves album. We'll be right back.
What am I gonna do to make you care? When lightning strikes me, and awake to find that you're not there. Thank you.
your state governor is said to have ordered immediate employment of 5,000 youths. Don't we need more of these to come from different governments?
Stay with Nigeria Info.
Do you think that maybe those food items just came like that decayed already? I mean, what is really the truth?
I try to be careful not to use the word hoarding because I do not have further points at that.
Your number one station for talk. 99.3. Let's talk.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? They call me Rude Boy.
Yes, sir. One love, man. Superboy in the building.
This is Daddy Shoki.
It's your boy, MC Galaxy, the king of new dance in Africa.
You are my PPC boy, Zlatan Bileka Pachu, Mari Chupaku.
You are listening to no other but Ada Blessing.
And you are listening to Ada.
Oh, you're listening to Ada Blessing.
Shadow of yourself, I think I lost you long ago. Like a book that's left the shelf, I hear the footsteps down the hall, and I know someday that will be you leaving me for good. I've been sitting here for two straight hours watching you asleep, wishing I could talk to you. There is no denying we both have emotions running deep. Oh, if I could talk to you. 'Cause I'm scared, 'cause when I try to take your hand, you are not there. Even though I see the signs, you think I'm just scared. Give me one reason why I should hide my fears when it's killing me inside. You're not the girl I used to know. You're a shadow of yourself. I think I lost you long ago. Like a book that's left the shelf, I hear the footsteps down the hall. And I know someday that will be you leaving me for good. We have been together for so long, you seem a part of me. Just how did this all go wrong? You say you gave to me your best just to make it work, but just how did this all go wrong? 'Cause I try, see my eyes are empty from all the tears I cried. Since this perfect love is hardly satisfied, give me one reason why I should hide my tears. Down the hall, and I know someday that will be you leaving me for good. And if I ever come across a girl like you again, I don't know if I will let my emotions show. Not the girl I used to know. You're a shadow of yourself. I think I lost you long ago. Like a book that's left the shelf, I hear the footsteps down the hall, and I know someday that will be you leaving me. You're not the girl I used to know.
exciting and stimulating talk.
Do you think Nigerians should be protesting? Is there a need for protest?
99.3 Nigeria Info. Your number one for talk.
This is a song recorded by American singer and songwriter Justin Timberlake, featuring vocals by American singer Chris Stapleton. It was released on the 25th of January in the year 2018 as a third single from his hit studio album, Man of the Woods. Welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have just 5 more minutes before we get our pretty selves out of the studio. So, for likes of Obi that just joined, I mean, not knowing the full topic, you're already supporting Dennis.
Ada, let him support.
Oh dear,
it's not your support.
I laugh.
You don't need to laugh
in Efik. Oh, yes,
it's your own laugh. Yes. Laugh it.
Okay, so Aduke Obasanjo, the wife of former President Olusegun Obasanjo, has told women not to expect their husbands to apologize to them. It is reported that she said this last week Sunday at an event in K2, Lagos State. Mrs. Obasanjo, who represented her husband at the occasion, reportedly advised women on how to keep their homes and cautioned them against involving third parties in their marriages. She also urged women not to disrespect their husbands, especially those women paying bills in the family, adding that they are only lucky to be blessed by God. She said, "Women who shoulder the responsibilities of their husbands are only lucky to be blessed by God. It's never enough for them to disrespect their husbands. Instead of expecting a man to say sorry, women should learn how to lead their husbands to the bedroom and touch them romantically."
That's the point.
Whatever you do in the house will have an impact on the children, and those children are the seed that will give us rest of mind. The rest of mind you give your husband is important. She did not mention the husband giving the woman rest of mind. No, it's the woman giving the man and giving the children.
Of course.
The children's happiness will not give her rest of mind.
Of course. What do you expect?
Okay, we have just 3 more minutes, so we'll squeeze a call and take some WhatsApp messages and then we call it a day. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. All right, we have this one here that reads, I'll be back again. Okay, see, Samson make Delilah vex. They come frustrate her join. He no tell her story. Nah, careers she take treat Samson misbehavior. So ladies, make una learn. Oh, who sorry eb? No be you now. Okay. All right. You, Chase, what are you trying to say? Should learn to apply cares method. So Dennis, I am still with you all the way.
Damn. 3 books are for you.
Okay. All right. Ada baby, my love. Good morning. But Ada baby, you never apologize to me by being together with Dennis all the time. Please come tell me sorry to avoid heartbreak. I am Samuel. Okay. At times, all this happens when one person is taking the relationship seriously more than the other. That one can take the advantage to feel like he or she is more special than the person taking it seriously. When you are taking relationship seriously, you have to check how the other person you're dating takes it. I am Samuel. All right, Samuel.